You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Okay, opening day is about 3 weeks away, so we're about halfway through spring training, which makes a lot of us very happy. Hi, I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Greg Johns from Mariners camp. And Greg, let's talk first of all some news that has come out of Mariners camp lately: the availability of Charlie Furbush for opening day. So give us a little synopsis of that.
Yeah, that's a big issue for him, Allison, because Furbush is their lefty setup guy and really a key part of that bullpen. Missed the last half of last season after having a great first half. I mean, he had super numbers in the first half and then went down with some shoulder issues. And he didn't have to have surgery on it, and they kept him out of the doctor's office. But came back this year. They've been bringing him along slow. Want to be careful because they need him. But he's felt a little soreness in that same shoulder, a little different part of the shoulder, but feeling some soreness. So they backed him off. He hasn't pitched in a game yet. He's thrown some live batting practice, but started to feel some problems just playing catch the other day. So kind of red flags go up anytime you got that shoulder in any kind of pain. And he's saying, hey, not a big deal. I'm okay. You know, but you know. There's no question. Even Scott Service says, yeah, you start to get a little concerned. And, you know, just getting him ready for opening day is going to be a challenge now because he hasn't thrown in a game yet. And he's going to need to get four or five appearances to be ready. So that's an area to watch.
Through my years of covering baseball, and we hear like a rotator cuff tear and everybody, you know, the red flags go up and we all kind of panic. And then I remember a pitcher saying to me one time, everybody who's pitching in the major leagues has some sort of tear on their shoulder. Some are more severe than others, but nobody, once you get to this level, is really pitching with a fully healthy shoulder. First of all, it's the most unnatural motion in sports. Jimmy Williams taught me that, the overhand throw. So I guess it's just a matter of like the doctors being able to gauge exactly how deep those tears are.
Sure, it's being comfortable with what you can do and being okay. And these guys have been doing this for a long time. And certainly, this is the time of year to be careful because you don't want to push something and make it worse at this point. So, coming off a bigger problem, I think that's more of a red flag. And certainly, they're going to be cautious with him. And Charlie's not the only one. They got several bullpen guys that are kind of going through some stuff right now.
So let's talk a little bit about Felix Hernandez, and like you've just told me that his first spring start, as we're listening to this, occurred this week, which is normal for him. So he's on his kind of own program. Of course, it's halfway through March already, but he's making his first spring start. But this is a normal thing for him, so it's just a matter of getting him ready for opening day.
Felix is a guy he's such a horse and has thrown 200-plus innings for 8 years in a row or whatever it is. I mean, it's amazing what he's done. And you talk about shoulders, you know, there's a lot of wear and tear on that guy. And there's no point in wearing him out in the spring. And it's pretty simple. And he's had a program that's worked for him for the last 4 or 5 years where he starts a little later than everybody else. And frankly, when you're the king, you do that. You can do that. And it certainly hasn't been an issue with him. His opening day record is unbelievable. He's never lost an opening day.
Wow.
Unbelievable ERA and things. So he's a guy that gets ready in a hurry. He'll throw four Cactus League games and be ready to go on April 4th against the Rangers.
And how is, I know Scott Service talked a little bit with you guys today about how the rest of the rotation is going to shake out. So what did you glean from that?
Yeah, Felix is going to go the first day and nothing set in stone after that, but pretty clear that Hisashi Iwakuma is in line to be the number two starter in second game out. And then they'd come back with Wade Miley. Taiwan Walker figures in as that likely number four spot. And then the big battle here in camp of Nathan Carnes and James Paxton, a really good battle, and two quality pitchers going for the fifth spot. So, you know, a lot of depth here and probably the best depth I've seen here in years, really, for that the quality of numbers of stars they got going five and six deep. So that's going to play out over the spring here. So that's kind of the way it's lining up, and that's a pretty good rotation. That's a pretty solid group to build on, and I know Service feels good about that.
So we're halfway through spring training, and often you'll hear people grumble Groundhog Day. Players, reporters, the guards watching the entrance to the players' parking lot, just about everyone, because it really is the same. It's like the same thing every single day. And it's wonderful because we're standing here and it's like 70 degrees and it's just beautiful. It's
worst places to be. Yes.
Worst places to be. But so what is it like, you know, the grind and trying to just get through the next couple weeks leading up to opening day for you guys?
Yeah, as a reporter, you kind of hit this lull where you come into camp and boom, you got all these great stories you want to jump on. And then you kind of hit this little lull. And then as the season comes, you know, you see there's all stuff happening, roster moves and things. This camp's actually been pretty good that way because there's so many new guys. There's stories, you know, I feel like I haven't gotten to yet. You know, just you know, getting to know these new guys, letting people know who they are. So this camp is, I mean, more than half the roster is brand new. And so their story material is good, and a lot of stuff going on. This Jerry DePoto, since the time he came in, just started making moves. So this has been one of the easier off seasons and spring trainings to cover, frankly, as a journalist, just because there's so much going on.
And Scott Servais, I remember him as a player. Kind of worked with him a little bit, or like many years ago. But what's he been like to deal with?
Scott's been, I think, it's been awesome. Didn't know what to expect really, because he has zero, you know, track record as a manager, and has a, you know, kind of his relationship with DePoto, you know, his analytics guys and such. So it wasn't quite sure. He's been fun. And interesting, really, to me, he's told players, I want you to have fun. And part of the reason, he says, is because when I played, I was too serious. He said, you know, I don't do what I did. You know, relax, enjoy this. You know, he said, I didn't really start getting that till, you know, my final year or two. You start to kind of get the perspective. And he's trying to let guys know that, the younger guys, say, smile, have fun, this is good. But at the same time, the flip side, he's had, you know, workouts, long workouts. He's got guys, fundamentals, big important things, a lot of, you know, numbers, that looking at how, you know, talking today about base running and looking at StatCast, the numbers are showing guys exactly how far they lead off, and talking about how 6 inches can make a difference, you know, in a game, and looking at those numbers, and guys, you need to get a little further secondary lead, and this is where you're at, and some pretty in-depth stuff that I think guys are kind of going, wow, this is pretty cool.
It's interesting.
Some guys, you know, grasp onto it. Some guys say, I just play the game. You know, everybody's different, but they're going to present guys with this, let them use it. You know, what he says, if this stuff's out there, why not take a look at it? If it helps a couple guys, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you try to gain that edge, right?
Sure. And you know, games, as he says, this is a team that's going to play a lot of one-run games. Mm-hmm. Always have Safeco Field to play that way. If we can get an advantage to give us a, you know, win some of those one-run games, it's going to be a different ball club. And that's little things can make a huge difference.
Greg, thank you very much for the time. Enjoy the rest of the spring.
Thank you, Allison. Good seeing you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.